Ruth chapter 3. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, will I not seek rest for you, so that it will go well for you? Well now, is not Boaz, with whose maidservants you were, our relation? Look, he will be winnowing the barley in the threshing floor tonight. Now wash and anoint yourself, and put your dress on, and go down to the threshing floor. Do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. And it will come to pass, when he lies down, that you must note the place where he lies. Then go in and uncover his feet end and lie down, and he will tell you what you must do." And she said to her, "I will do everything you say." And she went down to the threshing floor, and she acted according to everything her mother-in-law had instructed her. So Boaz ate and drank, and his heart was merry, and he went to lie down at the end of the heap. Then she came secretly, and uncovered his feet end, and lay down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man had a shock, and turned round, and what he saw was that a woman was lying at his feet end. And he said, "Who are you?" And she said, "I am Ruth, your maidservant, so spread your wings over your maidservant, for you are a kinsman redeemer." Then he said, "May you be blessed by the Lord, my daughter. You have shown even more kindness of late than in the beginning, in not going after the young lads, whether poor or rich. So now, my daughter, do not be afraid. Everything you say I will do for you, because every gate of my people knows that you are a virtuous woman. And now, although it is true that indeed I am a kinsman redeemer, yet there is a kinsman redeemer nearer than me. Lodge tonight, and it will follow in the morning. If he will redeem you, all right, let him redeem. But if he does not wish to redeem you, then I will redeem you, as the Lord lives. Lie down until the morning." So she lay down at his feet end until the morning. Then she got up before anyone would recognize his neighbor, and he said, "Let it not be known that a woman came into the threshing floor." And he said, "Take the gown which is on you and hold it out." So she held it out, and he measured out 6 measures of barley, and he put it in it. Then he went to the city. And she went to her mother-in-law, and she said, "Who are you, my daughter?" So she told her everything the man had done for her. And she said, "He gave me these 6 measures of barley, for he said, 'Do not go to your mother-in-law empty-handed.'" Then she said, "Stay, my daughter, until you know how the matter turns out, for the man will not rest unless he concludes the matter today."